This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A former postal worker at Evergreen could face 240 months in prison, that's 20 years, for embezzlement. Robert Raquan Patterson pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in federal court this week to misappropriating $74,000 while he worked at the Evergreen Post Office. Patterson forged postal money orders to himself using fraudulent debit and credit card payments. James Robert Goins was sentenced to life in prison Thursday in Bladen County Superior Court. Goins killed Kenneth Ross Covell with a knife before dumping him into the Cape Fear River in August of 2020. Covell's partially dismembered body was found near the Regalwood Golf Course several days later. Wyvern Police Department, Columbus County Sheriff's Office, and the Chaburn Police Department will host National Night Out on Tuesday. Wyvern and the CCSO will hold their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the City Hall parking lot in Wyvern. Chaburn PD and other first responders will host residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 until 8 p.m. National Night Out is an annual community building event designed to bring police and communities closer together. County commissioners tonight will schedule public hearings on two planned unit developments, one in Dothan and another on Peacock Road near Tabor City. The proposed residential developments will bring several hundred new homes each to the county. The meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. in the commissioners' chambers in the county office building on Webster Street in Wyvern. Greg Hewitt, Doug Smith, and other volunteers destroyed a large beaver dam in Soul Swamp Friday with the assistance of an explosives expert. The work is being done to reduce some of the flooding problems in the downtown area. The expert was paid for by donations collected from downtown business owners. Officials are monitoring three potential storm systems right now in the Atlantic Basin. Now, Tropical Storm Dexter is going to have no impact on land, but three others are still out there. There's a weak coastal low that could bring torrential rains later on this week. And two tropical waves are developing in what's been termed as the breeding ground of the Atlantic Ocean. Our very own meteorologist, Christopher Cawley, is watching the tropics as well as keeping up with the usual local weather conditions and keeping you updated on his weather page at columbuscountynews.com. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Whatley has officially announced his plans to run for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. Former Governor Roy Cooper threw his hat in the ring early last week. That led two Democratic candidates to bow out of the race. Early polls show Whatley is far ahead of Cooper. Primary is in March, and the general election, of course, is in November of 2026. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page. Donations of food are being accepted at Greganus Farm Store in Wyvern, as well as the shelter on Legion Drive. Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 until 4 on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyvern. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.